Hello, and welcome to your second free day, which may be day seven for some of you, although it might have fallen on a different day, depending on your work schedule. This is the Overcoming Call Reluctance 30-Day Coaching System, and I'm Nancy. You're probably getting used to hearing my and Chris's voice at this point. Yesterday, we had talked about a fear or a self-limiting belief that's holding you back from achieving what you really want. And beliefs are simply repeated messages that we hear over and over and over again. Sometimes it's ourselves that repeat these messages. Sometimes we heard it when we were younger and we got it implanted that way. So the example I give is if we think we're not capable of running a business, in order for us to think that, then we've had to have that reinforced thought over and over again, all the reasons we're not capable, until we actually believe that it's true. That's the thing about beliefs. They're not true. We just believe them like they are true. So to counter a limiting belief, you need to focus on all the opposite reasons, or all the reasons that the opposite is true. What are the reasons that you could be successful in business? And let's try and focus on that. So we use the table as an illustration for a belief because we know a table can only stand if it has at least three legs. But the more legs it has, the more solid and stable the table will be. So just like a belief, the more evidence and examples you have to support that belief, the stronger it will be. So the example is, I'm capable of running my own business. Well, what are some of those beliefs that you'd have to think that you were capable? Well, I know my stuff. I'm very creative, I'm very determined, and I'm really good at connecting with people. Those are all reinforcing beliefs to this belief of I am capable of running my own business. So what we want you to do is looking back at the self-limiting belief that you wrote on the previous page that's stopping you from getting what you really want. We want you to create the opposite belief and then complete your own table. So whether it's, you know, you don't think you can make enough money on your own in your business, or whether you don't think that you can achieve a certain level that you want to achieve in your business, we want you to write the opposite of that, that I can be, you know, a director, I can make six figures, whatever that is, and then write all the reasons. And you may have more than four. I encourage you to write six legs on your table if you can come up with those reasons why you can be successful. I'll be back on the next day, which is another work day. So have fun with this exercise, and I'll be talking to you tomorrow.